Joseph R. Biden was sworn in today as the 46th president of the United States, and he's hit the ground running on his presidential agenda with several executive orders that are largely aimed at undoing the actions of Trump. But perhaps beyond what any one president can do or undo, the wounds of the country cut deep. Let's bring in NPR's Ron Elving to reflect on this national moment of inflection. And Ron, thank you for joining us.
Good to be with you, Tanya.
Yes, absolutely. Biden's first action, signing executive orders on immigration, environmental justice, and rescinding Trump's Muslim travel ban. That seems like a lot on the first day. What more can we expect?
We can expect more of same. There will be many other executive orders in the first 10 days. We have been told by Ron Klain he will be the first White House chief of staff for Joe Biden. And Ron Klain has said that these first 10 days are going to be days of action. And we're going to see more with respect to climate change. We're going to see more with respect to immigration policy. We already know the president wants to bring out a platform of immigration reform that features a pathway to citizenship for 11 million people currently in the country without proper documents. And that would be an 8-year program to make it clear, if you will, that they don't become citizens for that period of time. And this is not a bid for votes. We're not trying to just overnight make people citizens so they can vote for the man who perhaps set them on that path. It's a long path, and yet it will be resisted, and it will be controversial, and it will be difficult to get it through the Senate.
Yeah, I want to talk with you, Ron, about something else. You know, beyond undoing Trump's actions on policy, Trump has really left his stamp on the office of the president, really changing the very perception of what the Oval Office represents. What do you think has changed in how the role of president is seen in the eyes of Americans?
Trump has been a remarkably present president, largely because of social media, largely because of his extraordinary media mastery in general, which was on display decades ago when he was a businessman and then a figure in the entertainment world. He is a nonpareil, really, at drawing attention to himself, was so long before he was president. And then, of course, when you compound that with the power of the office of the presidency, all you needed was that name. All you needed was those five letters together, and you had attention. You had eyeballs. And that was true throughout the media. Everybody made clickbait out of this man. And so as president, he was able to put his message before more people more often with more impact than any other president we've ever had. I suppose people would make comparisons to Franklin Roosevelt getting on the radio with the fireside chats, and they were highly effective. And they were, in some sense, a model. And Donald Trump just took that into the Twitter age.
Yeah. You're no stranger to these transitions of power. I mean, you know a lot. You have a lot of history, historical knowledge. You came to Washington in 1984. You've watched this country divide and unite over and over. What's the big thing you're reflecting on today?
Perhaps no other president has had this power I was referring to keep the country riveted on himself. No other president has had quite the same success at trying to redefine reality. And you know, it began exactly 4 years ago today. Well, in a sense, it began far before that, but it was really symbolized by that first day, his inauguration day, 4 years ago today, when he proclaimed that the audience for his inauguration had been the largest in history. And despite tons of evidence to the contrary, continued to insist on that, would not brook having anyone report it differently, sent his press secretary out to say that it was true by fiat, and then later having another spokesperson say that if you didn't think those were the facts, these were the alternative facts. And we've really been living with that redefinition of reality on a daily basis in this last administration for the last 4 years. Alternative facts on this, on that, on every issue that came down the pike, including many of the things that the exiting president said at Joint Base Andrews this morning before getting on Air Force One. Many of the things that he said in that last speech were just flat out not true. And yet that has been something that has worked for him and perhaps would have gone on working for him into a second term had he not tried to deny the existence or the seriousness of the COVID-19 virus.
Well, now we are entering another chapter in how we're able to bring Americans back together in our sense of what the truth is and having a unified sense of that. That's NPR's Ron Elving. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tonya.